Paul had a long-standing relationship with the people of Corinth, with this faith community of new Christians there in Corinth. He had known them for about 3 years when he was writing this letter. And he was writing the letter because of some issues within the body of believers themselves. There were Jews and there were Gentiles. There were people with some gifts and people with other gifts. And there seemed to be some level of competition within the body. Can you imagine that? And some people a little bit puffed up because of the gifts that they had given, and maybe putting down others because of the gifts they had been given. So he began in his whole letters to the Corinthians, he is trying to right the ship as it moves off course every now and then. And in this particular place, in this particular chapter, he's talking about the spiritual gifts that they have received. Because all of us have been gifted by the Holy Spirit. There isn't one who is not gifted when they receive the Holy Spirit. Now, all of us are born with particular talents. Some of us have talents for cooking. Some have huge math talents and can do wondrous things with numbers. Whether they become accountants or engineers, it's just that kind of world. Some of us are gifted musicians. Some of us are gifted vocalists. Some of us are gifted at hospitality. We're all gifted with something at our birth. But if it's not used for the glory to God, it is simply a talent. It is a talent that enhances our lives, enhances the lives of those around us, but not necessarily giving God the glory. So when we move into that place in our discipleship, when we surrender all of who we are to God, then those talents, those birthed gifts, become spiritual gifts. Because we make the choice when we surrender to God that all that we do with the talent that God gave us at birth, all that we do with that then becomes something to give God glory and transform the world. But Paul is talking about very particular gifts this morning. Not the gifts that we're born with, but the gifts that come particularly with that coming on of the Holy Spirit. That when all of us are baptized and say yes back to God at some point through confirmation or in the midst of our baptism, we receive gifts. One of them that we all have is a gift of faith, because we cannot have faith in God without the power of the Holy Spirit. That was what Paul says in terms of in his letter when he says you cannot say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. It makes no sense when we're not empowered by the Holy Spirit to believe that Jesus is Lord of our lives. So then what do we do with these variety of gifts that come to us through the Holy Spirit? Well, as humans, we have this tendency to believe that some gifts are better than other gifts. That, well, preaching is a pretty good gift, so that makes that person really special. No. Paul says that doesn't make that person really special, that it is the same gift, that we are unified in the Spirit, but there's a diversity of gifts that makes the transformation of the world possible. No one gift is better than another. But some people are given those gifts because it is from their spirit and how they were created that makes, through the power of the Spirit, makes that work well for God. For God's glory, not the glory of the preacher, or not the glory of the prophet, or not the glory of the one who prays in tongues. It is all for the glory of God that any gift, spiritual gift, is given to anyone. Because it is the same God, the same Lord, the same Spirit. Paul says same, I don't know in Greek what he really said, but in the English he says same at least 6 times, reminding the people of Corinth and reminding us that no matter who we are, no matter how diverse we are, it is one Lord, one Spirit, one God and Father of us all that gives the glory, that gives the gifts, that transforms the world. We are simply the willing vessels and instruments through which God works. So there is never any one gift that is particularly better than the other. It is just distinct for that person and that time. So I had to think about how we have been gifted. I thought about this all week long. How have we been gifted? And we could even think and look at one another and know what particular individual gifts, maybe from birth or maybe later in life received, that make sense for that person. And how we have received from their use of that gift in the world. But then I thought, well, if we are the body of Christ as the church, then maybe the church has a gift to give. That we have been gifted as a whole body, even though we're different and unique in the midst of it, to be transformative in our community through the power of the Holy Spirit. So think about some of the things we've already talked about in announcements, when we think announcements are kind of a strange place for the Holy Spirit to work. Think about the things we've heard. Our crafter night. The gift of community in the midst of crafting. So that maybe someone's gift of creativity becomes a place that transforms people, not only in that space when they're making things, though Martha would say they were working. Martha's not a crafter. She sees crafting as work. But others see it as a place where the Holy Spirit works creatively to make things that are useful for others, but also to make community in the midst of crafting. So we open this space for people to receive the gift of community and then to be able to gift the gift of whatever they've created out into the world. The men in the announcement spoke about their barbecue and how they're going to use the money to do what? To feed people. We have been gifted here at Plank Chapel with some amazing cooks. Whether it's barbecue, fried fish, whether it is senior circle where those meals are just absolutely luxurious, whether it is steak night when we have really good steaks, but you know, yes, it does take a particular amount of good cooking skill to create a steak. But the cakes we auction off, Judy Wilson's coconut cake, do you know what that goes for at the cake auction? And then to see Miranda's cakes that she makes from the youth group, they might not be as pretty and wonderful to look at, but the love that she puts into creating them. We have this gift of cooking that is part of who we are. And then we have these farmers in our midst who create magnificent vegetables. I remember the very first Thanksgiving altar we had. And right in the center of it was Patricia's collard greens that looked like this beautiful flower. We have farmers. So this gift of food in our midst. So we have those who can create from the things that are grown into marvelous things that can be eaten. And then we have people who can be hospitable and create community in which we share. When I think about the gifts that we have been given as the body of Christ here, we have been given the opportunity to teach and share the fellowship and love of Christ through gatherings that normally involve food, but we also have peoples in such need that food insecurities are a major issue in our schooling, in our area where we live, that maybe how we have been given the gift of hospitality and cooking and growing, that maybe God can use those gifts for God's glory and the transformation of this world. I want us to be in prayer on how that might happen, because we're already doing it. On the third Wednesday when we gather in senior circle, there are seniors that we wonder if they've gotten that kind of balanced meal sitting at that table for for weeks. You know, was this the last balanced meal you had since last time we met? And then on first Wednesdays when we gather and make things in the fun little food we eat, again, we wonder if the fellowship doesn't feed them as much as the food does. God has gifted us with, Paul talks about it, variety of services, variety of activities, variety of gifts, the diversity within the unity of the body, so that God gets the glory. What is the gift that God has given you that might be included in the gift of this body of Christ that can bring transformation to this larger community? The gift of our youth, when I watch them gather, and now that we gather as four churches and we're learning to be a connectional group, and as though they lift up pride of their individual church, you can see some of that sense of ownership of place being moved to ownership by the one who called us to make places. We have been gifted. We've been gifted with great leaders who raised up great leaders who are raising up great leaders. We've talked about empty places in our pews. We've talked about where is the body of Christ today? The body of Christ is here. And we have been gifted. So, brothers and sisters, this week I want you to think about where God has called you to be a servant, what gifts God has empowered you with to serve, and how we as the body can go forth and do that. We don't just have inward formation and outward witness teams. We also have a church council that can take all of that and figure out where this ship's going. Because God's got a mission for us. God has gifted us. And who wants to leave the gift unused? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.